Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. We have Cass County Youth Coordinator Shelby Van Horn in with us here this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, pretty good. You been keeping busy this winter?
Yeah, I've been. I'm not really a fan of winter, so I've been watching a lot of basketball. We were just talking a little bit about basketball.
Yeah.
So watching a lot of basketball, and I'm excited for our winter day camps, even though they are in the cold snow.
So. Yeah, I know. When we talk about camps and things, we usually kind of talk about summertime and what have you. But these winter day camps, have they been popular?
Yeah, I think it's a really good opportunity for the youth. We partner with the Cass County Conservation, and we get to do, you know, different activities that maybe you don't necessarily think about when you're stuck inside all winter. I know the big draw for some of the kids is we like to go snowshoeing or go on, like, winter hikes. So a lot of the kids don't get to do that with their families at home. So giving them the opportunity to do that is kind of neat for them.
Yeah. Does it depend on the weather when you have these winter day camps? Do you like need snow or cold or anything like that?
Yeah. So obviously some of them go into March a little bit just because of how school schedules lined up and everything. But we do go snowshoeing if we have snow. Otherwise, we tend to focus our camps. We make snow and we do different activities so that they still get the experience of having winter.
Having winter. I can do without winter, but you got to have it for winter day camps, I suppose. So, well, you've got two different camps coming up here very soon. You've got one for kids in the younger grades and one for kids kind of in the a little bit older grades. The K through second grade students are coming up quicker, though, here yet this month. What are they going to be doing?
Yeah, so the K2 youth are doing Penguin Day Camp. So our day camps are in like a three-year rotation. So it's been a little bit since we've done penguins, but penguins are one of my favorite ones. The kids always have a good time. We have some penguin cutouts made out already, and they get to figure out how tall they are compared to some of the penguins. And the kids always love seeing what type of penguin they are. So it's always just fun. You know, those aren't animals that we see every day. Most of the time people see them in the zoos and stuff. So getting to learn about them is kind of a cool opportunity.
Yeah. What types of activities will you do?
So we have lots of cool activities. We're actually going to do penguin strides this year. So we're making penguin feet, and the kids are actually going to paint the different strides, how far each penguin walks. And then we're going to do some penguin feet paintings. And then we are making fake snow. So we got a lot of different fun hands-on activities planned. So
okay, and this is something that it's all interactive, of course, because the kids are all going to do hands-on and have fun with it.
That's right. So we have 3-hour time spans, and it's jam-packed for 3 hours. So they definitely won't be bored.
No, you got to keep them busy. You got to tire them out so when they get home, mom and dad can have a little free time too.
That's right.
So these are coming up, as I mentioned, yet this month. Can you give them the schedule for the K through second grade?
Yeah, camps? So we have them in three different locations so that we can kind of meet the needs of all the kids around the county. So for Atlantic, we are offering two sessions on February 20th. So one from 9 to 12 or 1 to 4. So the kids can kind of pick which one they would like to do. If they're more of a morning person or if they like the afternoon time slot better. And then on February 21st, we have one from 9 to noon. And that's for Atlantic and Griswold. And then March 20th, we have one from 1 to 4 p.m. in Anita.
Okay, very good. Now, you've got another set of day camps coming up then for kids who are third through fifth grades. How will that differ?
Yeah, so we have a different theme for third through fifth grade, and we kind of plan some more challenging activities for them. So it's our snow day camp. So that one really is the emphasis of the snow and the winter weather.
Okay, so snowball fights, building forts, all that kind of fun stuff?
Oh, sure, yeah. Whatever we want to do with that, yeah.
Do you have some activities along those lines planned?
Yeah, so we have obviously some activities inside. We're going to do different snow activities and have the kids make their own crystal snowflake in a jar, which is one of my favorite activities. And then we're going to do, like I said, we're going to do some snowshoeing if we have snow still. Otherwise, we'll do some winter hikes and learn about snow fleas. That's one of my favorite topics that the kids usually are really excited about. So just a bunch of different things that go along with the snow.
Sure. And, of course, all these age-appropriate type things, mm-hmm. too. You're trying to come up with some things that would keep the interest of a K through second grader and then something different to keep the interest of a third through fifth grader. I'm sure there's a difference.
Yeah, there is a big difference, actually. That's kind of why we offer the two different, you know, age groups and the two different categories of camps. It's just so that we can keep them more age-appropriate for all the youth. So, like I said, they're not bored.
Sure. Can you give us a schedule on those?
Yeah. So we're offering two of those. One is March 13th from 9 to 4, and that one's in Anita. And then March 23rd ended up being a day where both Atlantic and Griswold had the day off. So that one is for Atlantic and Griswold, and that's from 9 to 4, and that's at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic.
Okay, very good. What's the cost for these?
Yeah, so the cost of these is actually they are free. So that's kind of a neat thing about our winter camps is that we get to do all these fun activities, and it doesn't cost families anything to attend. And so the one thing to remember, if you send your child to the 3 through 5 camp, it is an all-day camp, so they will need a lunch. Other than that, we provide snacks and it's free, so send them to come have a fun day with us.
Sure. And for the younger kids, it's a shorter time period, so really no need to worry too much about food. They can have lunch when they get home.
That's correct.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, no cost for this, but I assume you need registrations, right?
Yeah, yes. So even though there's no cost, we still ask that you fill out a registration form so that we can have proper amounts of materials and everything needed. As well as if your child is not in 4-H, they're more than welcome to attend. We love getting to work with all the kids in the county. So they just need to fill out a medical release form so that we have that information on file.
You bet. So this is a recruiting tool then too for 4-H.
Yeah, correct. And to put my little plug in, 4-H is also free in Cass County. So if you're on the fence about joining 4-H, there is no cost to me involved in 4-H either. So we really like to give youth the opportunity to get to explore and challenge themselves in all different activities.
I suppose there's no better way to recruit than to give the kids an opportunity to experience what it would be like hands-on.
Yeah, so it's a really good opportunity. Like I said, working with the conservation too, Laura Canning does an awesome job. She's fun to work with, and it's really fun to see those kids come in. And yeah, a lot of them I get to see again in 4-H just because they like what our camps we do so much. So
is it a problem to join? This isn't really your recruiting. I mean, this isn't the time that you start this the year for 4-H, mm-hmm. but can you join pretty much any time?
Yeah, so you can join 4-H at any time if you're interested. Obviously, the 4-H year starts in September, but we always take kiddos all the way through the year.
Excellent. Again, you don't have to be involved. Your child doesn't have to be involved in 4-H to be involved in these winter day camps. But just letting you know, they might want to be involved after they get the experience, right?
Right. Exactly right.
Very good. Are there deadlines then for registrations?
Yeah. So the Penguin registrations, we're asking for the ones on February 20th and 21st by February 14th. So that's next Friday. And then the March 20th one is due on March 6th, along with the snow day camp ones that are in March as well. So all of those are due on the 6th of March. So you have a little bit longer time for those. Just the February ones are due on the 14th.
Sure. Registration, pretty simple?
Yeah, really easy. So, and if you need help, stop in to the extension office or the conservation office. And also the registration form did go out to all the schools. So your child should be bringing home something in their backpack.
Hopefully. Check the
Hopefully.
Backpack.
Yes.
In case they forget about it. Can they find more information online too?
Yes. It's also available on our website. So our website is www.extension.iastate.edu/CASS.
Okay. Is there a limited number you can handle?
So each camp is limited to 25.
Okay.
So
It benefits you to kind of get after it.
Yes, sign up early.
Check the backpacks right away. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. All right, those day camps again coming up for kindergarten through second graders here very soon, starting here in the month of February. And again, the ones for third through fifth graders coming up a little bit later on. But check that out and see if that's something that your child might be interested in being involved in, and, you know, perhaps opening some other doors too. You never know. Shelby, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.